This is What's Cooking. I'm your host, Patty Bess. And this hour, we get to talk about my favorite subject, which is food. And my guest today is Toni Thompson. She's been the executive director of the Nevada County Food Bank for 7 years, and she has 72 volunteers over there. Before coming to the food bank in Nevada County, she was the executive director of the Intertribal Council in Sacramento for 14 years. So, Toni, I want to thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, make sure you're talking really close to that microphone.
Okay.
So, let's just give people a kind of an overview of what the food bank does.
Well, we procure nutritious food through and make sure that we provide this food to families in need within the county, with all throughout Nevada County. We distribute food at the Grass Valley at the Veterans Memorial Building. We go up to the North San Juan area, which is called the Ridge, I guess, by everybody. We distribute food up there at the Activity Center. We take food to Penn Valley. We distribute that food out of the community church. And we also take our food up to the town of Washington. And this is done once a month. And this is to provide families in need who can't afford
to really pay the rent and buy food at the same time. So, and we're seeing more and more of those folks coming through the food bank nowadays.
Are you seeing an increase of recipients?
This year, we are seeing a third more than we did last year. Mm-hmm. And they are recent people who have never come to the food bank before who have recently lost their jobs.
Uh-huh.
And so it is a big, big increase.
Yeah, we both cut out this article in the Chronicle in the Sacramento Bee. The number of hungry kids soars by 60% in 2007. That was the Agriculture Department's report, came out last Monday. And that was reporting on the year of 2007. The number of children who suffered a substantial disruption in the amount of food they typically eat was more than 60% above 2006 levels, and the largest figure since 1998.
That's right. That's right. And if you take into account that 12.2% of Americans did not have enough money or assistance to get enough food to maintain active and healthy lifestyles. And it's, you know, this is so seven, so we're even going to see these figures increase in 08. 08 probably has been the worst year I've ever seen at the food bank. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the year is not over. But, you know, our figures should come out maybe next year in the middle of summer when we would really know the true picture of 08. And it's pretty scary, you know. 09, we don't know what's going to bring, but there are more hungry families and there are more people in need, and the resources are really not there.
Well, you were telling me about how they categorize, I guess it's through the Department of Agriculture, you categorize Nevada County as a recreational county.
Yes, well, you know, the State Department of Ed, who provides funds for children's feeding programs throughout the state of California, they have a cookie-cutter approach as to poverty-stricken areas. Let's say, for an example, if you talk about the Los Angeles area, mm-hmm. and you talk about Watts, you would know that people in the Watts area are typically low-income and do qualify for assistance from many different programs. You talk about Beverly Hills, of course there's not going to be any clients. Our county is so different that in certain areas we have, you know, beautiful multimillion dollar houses, and just down the street you have a trailer park. So our county does not fit in the cookie cutter approach that the formula the state uses to allocate funds for food programs in different counties. And so we do lose a lot of funding. And it's considered a recreational county, and it's also considered a retirement community. And the per capita income of the residents in this county is higher than in a lot of other counties. So, you know, that's where we really lose in a lot of the state and federal funds for food program specifically.
So then where does Food Bank get its resources and its food?
The majority of our food comes from the community. Mm-hmm. People that will come to the food bank, bring us a turkey, bring us canned goods. Another source is Donate, Don't Dump out of Sacramento. The farmers donate to this big organization. Rather than, this stabilizes the prices at the market, at the supermarket. The produce that we get from them is typically very good produce, except that it doesn't meet the, size of the apple that you would typically buy. The appeal, mm-hmm. eye appeal for the consumer is very important to the farmers. And so the apples may be smaller or even larger, or they might have a spot on them. It just doesn't fit, the consumer's criteria for what they need to buy at supermarkets. And so they donate, rather than dumping it, they donate it, and the food banks are eligible to receive some of these donations. Another donation for us, we're very, very lucky in Nevada County. It used to be a large food distributor in Auburn called Mountain People's Warehouse, mm-hmm. which was bought by a Canadian company. Now it's United Food Distributors. We get twice a week, we get donations from them. Mm-hmm. They're not located in Roseville, but we send our trucks down there and we get excellent. If it wasn't for them, our food bank would not be able to hold its own. And of course, we get USDA commodities from Sacramento. But we're eligible for only, partial commodities based on the formula that the government uses to allocate its food.
Mm-hmm. And you get your United Way provider, or your United Way?
We get United Way funds. They're a partner agency with us. They have been very good to us. That typically those funds are utilized to pay rent, to buy gasoline for our trucks, mm-hmm. The electricity, insurance. All of those costs have been going up steadily. And so we have United Way funds. We get FEMA funds as well. FEMA funds are strictly for the purchases of food. We also get a couple of grants from the California Association of Food Banks that helps pay the salaries of the We have four full-time, not part-time employees at the food bank, and we get grants from different organizations. One of them is Mason, which is the Jewish Response to Hunger. Mm-hmm. They give us a grant. They're located in Los Angeles, and they've been very, very good to us. And we get a small grant from the county, which is called Community Services Block Grant, and that's only like $5,500. So we don't really have funding from one particular source that would help keep the food bank operational. If our donation pool were to be cut, we would really be in dire straits.
So what kinds of donations do you need from the public, and how do they donate? Where do they take things?
There's many ways that you can help your local food bank, and one of them is by donating cash, which we're always in need. And that could be mailed to 578 Sutton Way, number 187 in Grass Valley. And that's 95945. You can bring your checks to our physical address, which is on Charles Drive, 12048 Charles Drive, number 9.
Is that up by the airport?
Yes, uh-huh. It's mm-hmm. right across from UPS.
Oh, right across from UPS.
And we encourage people not to mail their checks to this address, because on the weekends, it's pretty lonely up there and there's a lot of vandalism. Mm-hmm. We have had checks stolen from our mailbox. Mm-hmm. So we were, forced to get
post office.
That post net box office, and that ensures that your checks get to us. You can also go to our thrift store and donate through the thrift store, and that's located up at the Wyatt Cedar Ridge on 174 next to the Apple Alley Cafe. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I find people who will say to me, I really would like to do something for the food bank, but I can't give you a check, and I can't volunteer because I'm not well. Well, you can always give us your paper bags. Brown paper bags is something that we're always looking for. If you have a group of kids who want to do a charitable project, you can have them go around the neighborhood getting brown paper bags, egg cartons we could always use. So, you know, everybody can get involved at any particular level. Mm-hmm. Monetary, certainly, bringing food up to the food bank or volunteering, mm-hmm. or even getting paper, having a paper bag drive for us.
So if I came up there and said, well, I'd like to volunteer, what kind of jobs would I do? And
well, we have lots of projects at the food bank.
Many projects.
Yes.
So I get to choose my project.
You could, yes. I firmly believe that if you have a volunteer and you put that volunteer with the right job, the success ratio of that person staying with you is much, much higher because they're happy doing what they like to do. And it takes time and effort to train a volunteer. Mm-hmm. And once you spend that kind of time, you want to keep them. The idea is that they, you know, that they learn their job. And that, but some of the things that we do up at the food bank that you can get involved with, either giving out emergency food out of the warehouse, you can assist us with our distributions at the several distribution sites once a month. We have a program where we take food to people who are shut-ins who cannot come to the food bank, and that food needs to be delivered once a month.
And do you have people that just drive their own car and take
yes,
it out?
Yes, they come up to the food bank, mm-hmm. they pick up the boxes, and they deliver them to the people's homes. Uh-huh. And what has happened is through the years, you know, in the process of this delivery, they've almost become friends. The people are, the shut-ins are so happy to see our volunteers. You know, it's like a visit, mm-hmm. In a way. It's very rewarding, very rewarding. The volunteers, it takes about, you know, anywhere between 3 to 6 hours to do this once a month. And it's up to you how much time it takes because some of them like to visit.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's absolutely great. And I also get feedback from the volunteers about how the clients are doing. Mm-hmm. If we think that they may need help, then, you know, I called an appropriate agency that could look into, you know, how they're feeling or how they're doing.
Mm-hmm. Are you planning a Thanksgiving Day event?
Well, you know, we support a lot of different organizations in the county where we give them food. One of them is Divine Spark, and they're having a Thanksgiving event. Another project is going to be at the Veterans Building in Nevada City.
Uh-huh.
The Calvary Church is putting on a Thanksgiving meal, and we're supporting those efforts through food and donations.
And where's the Divine Spark? Where's their event?
They do that at the library.
Oh,
at the Madeline, I believe it's called.
Madeline Helling Library.
Helling Library. Uh-huh. They do their dinner there. They do a dinner every Sunday.
Uh-huh.
And so we support that effort. We also support Hospitality House. You know, we give them food so they can give to their clients. So throughout the county, and this year, we were very, very lucky that we were able to get enough turkeys to give to all the families that signed up with us. So every family should already have their Thanksgiving turkey. Our last handout was on the 18th at the Veterans Memorial Building in Grass Valley.
Mm-hmm.
But if there's anybody out there that did not get their holiday food and you're in need, you can come to the food bank. We will be open next week, Monday through Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
You can come and get emergency food from 9 to 1, or you can also go to the thrift store. We have a pantry there. And, you know, besides being one of the smallest food banks in the state of California, we are the only one that you can access food 7 days a week. And that's because of our thrift store.
We're open. You keep your stash of food at the thrift store.
Yes. We have a refrigerator, a freezer. And so we get, you know, families who are in need of food on the weekends can go to the thrift store and can get food from us. So we are the only food bank when you can access food 7 days a week. And we're very proud of that fact.
Yeah. You were telling me that was kind of a lark. You started that, and people walked in the store and were asking for food, so you just set up your little pantry.
Yeah, well, you know, I was working there on the weekends when we first opened the thrift store, and people were recognizing me, and they would be asking if I would go down to the food bank and, you know, give them food. And, of course, I would. And I was spending more time in transit between the thrift store and the food bank. Then it dawned on me, why not bring the food here so I don't have to leave the store? So that sort of just evolved on its own.
Uh-huh.
But it really has been excellent because, you know, families that are working during the week cannot come and see us. The food bank cannot afford to be open 5 days a week and, you know, does not have the funds to employ people to, you know, be there 5, 6 days a week. So we do the best we can. But because we have banker's hours, I call it, you know, we now can have families that are working can come up to the thrift store on Saturday or Sunday and get food.
Mm-hmm. Well, can we sort of make the assumption that people that are working aren't going to come for food? But that's not true, is it?
Absolutely not true at all. We keep very detailed demographical data on the clients that we're serving. And out of the total clientele that we've served, like last month as an example, 8% of those clients were on general assistance, so what you would call welfare. Mm-hmm. But the rest of are families that are working. They cannot make ends meet. They're recent unemployed.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's huge right now. Families who are living on Social Security, or seniors who are living in Social Security can barely afford to pay their bills. And we have single mothers, head of household, who are working and need the food. So it's really not people will say, if you don't want to get a job, you don't want to go to work, you know, now you're going to the food bank to get a handout. Absolutely not true. If you could come and look at what I see every day, you would walk away thinking, my gosh, you know, one of the richest countries in the world, here we have all these people hungry. It is really not acceptable.
Well, what if if someone was interested in coming to the food bank for the first time, is there a lot of paperwork to fill out? How do you go and ask for food?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. You come to the food bank. We have a small waiting area. You fill out one little piece of paper with your name, your address. You tell me how many are in your family. You sign the piece of paper, and you get emergency food. No questions asked. You know, it's pretty hard for people to come in the door to begin with. And we don't take away your dignity for a bag of groceries. We just say, you know, what we have. Sometimes people will just say, can you just help me with the basics? Can you give me some bread, some milk, some eggs, and cereal? Because I have teenagers and they are eating me out of house and home. You know that those people are truly in need. We at the distribution, if you want to receive the USDA commodities, which is the government food, you need to fill out an application and you need to tell us your income. But that's really strictly, you know, whether you want those foods or not. We have two kinds of foods at the food bank. One, which is called unrestricted, which is what the community gives us. And we can give out, you know, without any questions asked. And then we have our USDA program where every can is inventory. We have to account for how many families we served and, you know, that they meet the income guidelines and that they live in our county.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we even feed people who are out of the county. As an example, we had a family going through about a week ago whose car broke down. They low income. They belong to another food bank. I got a call from the director of that food bank and said, would you mind helping this family? You know, they're our clients, but they're in your county right now without any food. So we do support other food banks, so we support each other's efforts.
Good. Well, let's take a short break, and we'll be right back with more information. Welcome back. This is What's Cooking, and this is KVMR-FM in Nevada City. My name is Patty Bess, and today my guest is Toni Thompson. She is the executive director of the Nevada County Food Bank. And, Toni, do you and your family have any plans for Thanksgiving?
Yes, I'm going to be helping serve Thanksgiving dinner at the Elks Lodge in Nevada City.
And do you take your whole family there?
No, it's just myself and my husband.
Uh-huh.
And I leave him a turkey and do my, he actually cooks the turkey for us. And when I come back, we eat dinner.
Oh.
I leave him the raw turkey and come back and expect the cooked turkey.
The cooked turkey. KVMR, you're on the air.
Hi there. I just wanted to say thank you to the food bank, because if it wasn't for them, I would not have a turkey this Thanksgiving.
Well, good. Well, thanks for calling.
I appreciate everything that you do.
Yeah, well, I hope you cook it well and you enjoy it.
I will. Thank you so much.
Okay, thanks for your call.
I'm so glad to hear that.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Have you ever called the USDA Turkey Hotline?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
Do you know the most frequently asked question that women ask?
No.
How do you thaw this thing? Do you know the most frequently asked question that men ask?
No.
How do you turn off the smoke alarm? I'm sure your husband does a better job than that.
My husband's a great cook. That's why he gets the raw turkey and I leave the house. I do the cleanup.
Well, you were talking about you're partnering. You were telling me you're partnering with the Elks group, the Elks Lodge.
Elks Lodge, yes. We have a interesting project that is going to be. The Elks Lodge applied for a grant from their national office, and they got funded. And they requested the assistance of the food bank to put this whole project together. And so we came up with what we call the 565 program. And what that is that we're feeding, you know, at the food bank we provide nutritious food for our families, but I found in the 7 years that I've been working at the food bank that there is a gap between the ages of 0 to 5 and adults over 65 that they're not getting the appropriate foods that they need in order to sustain their healthy lifestyles, or they're already sick and need certain foods to, you know, enable them to do better. And there's children who fall through the cracks. And we're hoping to engage also the WIC program to work with us. At the Elks building, there will be a food distribution on the first Monday of the month done by the Elks, and it would be to provide nutritious foods for these two groups. You'll need to sign up. It'll be an application process, and we encourage young mothers who have children under the age of 5 to come by the Elks and, you know, get some of the foods every month and feed it to their children. And we're encouraging seniors who live in, you know, the community to come by, because we're going to try to meet some of your dietary needs through that program.
With a lot of fresh fruits and vegetables.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And that's, you know, very expensive. They're very pricey. We really cannot afford to buy them for everybody. But we're finding that these two particular groups are very vulnerable. So we're going to try this, and hopefully it'll snowball on us and we'll, you know, be able to do it for everybody.
Mm-hmm. Now, I heard this summer you've got the leftovers from some of the farmers' markets also, because a lot of times people, when they give to the food bank, they mostly just, what do they bring?
Canned goods.
And rice and packages of beans.
Yes.
What else do you like to get?
We partner with the Nevada County Farmers Market here in on Broad. I think it was
down at the bottom of Broad Street.
Yes, mm-hmm. Uh huh. We got a call from Renetta, who instigated the whole thing, and we were able to get at the end of the day all of the farmers, you know, whatever they had, the products that they had left over, and what. It was just absolutely incredible for us, because not only was it organic, but there were beautiful, beautiful stuff. And we made that available to some of our schools locally, mm-hmm. for the children who come to school hungry. So that was a huge, you know, we thank the farmers tremendously. We would not have been able to buy that kind of quality produce. So it went to wonderful use. We picked it up on Saturday. By Monday morning, we had it at all the different schools within the county.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
We really are proud of that project. Thanks to the farmers for making this possible. Loma Rica Ranch, too, has been very good to the food bank.
Uh-huh. And also, I know that we don't get much funding from the state for breakfast programs. You were talking about a breakfast program in the schools, but you don't get much funding for that.
No, you know, I have in front of me, I have Nevada County Nutrition Profile. And in the nutrition profile, we have almost 100,000 population in our county. And the total out of the population, out of the 98,764, 8% of our population lives in poverty, and 14.2% of those are children. So we have kids going to schools hungry. There's 33 public schools, and 19 of them do not apply for the school breakfast program through the state. So the teachers tell me that some of those children come to the classroom and that they're hungry. So the food bank provides, we have a partnership with 12 of those schools, and we provide healthy snacks, which is probably, it ranges between 5,500 a week.
And that, snacks? 5,000
yes,
snacks?
Yes.
How do you put all those snacks together?
Very
slowly.
Very slowly. With a whole group of volunteers who we call angels.
Uh-huh.
And some, you know, they deliver the snacks to the schools. And they, you know, it just sort of happens. Mm-hmm. When the need is there, you would be very surprised how the people in this county really, you know, step up to the plate and they... The schools needed it. We, you know, needed to do it because it's not acceptable. One child hungry is one too many. And so we started recruiting volunteers, and it's just happening. It's, you know, every week we pray that, you know, it goes well. But in come summer, it's almost, you know, it's like, oh, my gosh. We did it.
You get 3 months off. You're glad when school's out.
Yes, we do. Very glad.
Well, I think this county is kind of a mystery because, you know, as we drive the roads, most of the poverty is pretty hidden. I mean, most of our houses are hidden off the roads.
Yes.
So, like you said, on paper, that we have so many retirees with really excellent incomes. But then what we don't see is that there aren't great jobs here, and so there are a lot of working poor.
Well,
and we just don't see them.
No. And you know, the people that I feed are people that work at McDonald's,
yes,
Burger King. They work at the cleaning the rooms, mm-hmm, that the tourists use on, you know, during the week and on the weekends.
Mm-hmm.
I feed the working poor, mm-hmm, the working poor. And there's a lot of them in our county. And the rent's being so high, they barely make enough to pay the rent, much less buy food. And, you know, the food, too, another issue is that our food has really, the prices at the grocery store, you know, the food is very expensive now. I was at one of the grocery stores yesterday and noticed that the zucchini squash was $2.49 a pound.
I know.
Who can afford that, you know?
I know. I was in there once and one artichoke was $4.50, and I went, well, that was always my favorite food. And I thought, well, I start learning to live without that.
You know, that's half a minimum wage for somebody.
That's a half hour's work for somebody.
That's right. And so, you know, food is very expensive now. Milk and orange juice, my gosh, you know, bread. So it has really put the face of hunger, you know, in Nevada County is not something that you see, but it really...
It's there.
It's there. It's absolutely there. And like I said, you know, and I like to repeat this again, if for those of you who are donating funds to the food bank, please don't think that we're feeding the people who don't want to work. That's absolutely not true. 8% of the population that we feed are on welfare or what's called general assistance or TANF. But some of those people, too, are mentally ill. They're not employable. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's very difficult for them to get a job. When they come to the food bank, we have to make special allowances to make sure that we service them first so they can, you know, leave, and so, you know, we don't have any problems. So it really is a challenge to feed the community. There is, you know, the problems of people, you know, not wanting to be there. They're ashamed. There's the pride factor. But when you come to the food bank, you would get treated with respect. We would never treat anybody, you know, other than how we want to be treated ourselves. And we would never give you anything to eat that we would not eat ourselves. So, you know, that's, we have quality, and there is lots of, you know, love put into the work that the volunteers do at the food bank.
Yeah, and you have a really wonderful staff of volunteers.
Yes, yes,
and,
I do.
And they keep coming back year after year.
Yes, I have somebody that's been there 16 years at the food bank. She has taught me a lot. I have, my oldest volunteer is 94 years old. Uh-huh. She comes twice a week and she packs. She's just, you know, I am so blessed. These people are, they're like a, it's like a ballet over there. They're just, everything they just happens.
It just it's orchestrated somewhere, somehow.
Yes, something.
You might have had something to do with that, Tony.
No, I stay out of their way, you know. And by the time they get through, it's like, oh my God, these people are awesome. They're incredible. I just cannot say enough about my volunteers. They really, they make the food bank what it is today. I give them all credit. They're just coming there, you know, long hours. It's hot in the summer, cold in the winter, no pay, no benefits. I mean, it doesn't get any worse than that. And they still have a smile on their face.
Well, let's give some phone numbers again, you know,
sure.
So that if people want to, are there any upcoming, like, food drives where people can easily drop their food off over the holidays?
We have barrels at Save Mart. We have barrels at the Union. Mm-hmm. There will be barrels at the Union, and you'll see our barrels throughout the community.
Mm-hmm.
At the post office in Cedar Ridge, we have a barrel that is there all year long. So when you see those blue or white barrels, if you want to drop any food in there, we certainly would appreciate it. If you want to call us,
Drop your checks in the barrel.
No, heavens, no. We did find some checks in the barrel. I will have to tell you. And so we're very careful when we unload the barrels.
Uh-huh.
You know, another thing too that I like to talk about, Patty, if I may, don't give us stuff out of your cupboard that has been there 10 years. You know, if you wouldn't eat it, just because you don't feel like you want to throw it away, you know, I know that it's hard for people to throw food away, but this costs the food bank money. It's not charitable what you're doing, getting rid of your old food through the food bank. Look at the dates, the expiration dates. We don't want to give our people food that they will make them sick.
Mm-hmm.
And
or it's just old, doesn't have really a lot of nutrition left in it.
You didn't need it, you know, some reason, open it up, throw it down the drain, and, you know, get rid of it. But don't give it to the food bank. Don't give it to any food pantry. It's not a kind thing to do.
Well, don't you have to pay somebody to go through it all and
yes.
sort what you can use, what you can't use? And so that takes a lot of manpower hours.
It does. And we have to take all the stuff to the dump, and that costs money to dump all that food that, you know, you cannot use.
Uh-huh.
We see that happening a lot. People die and, you know, a family cleans out their covers and they've had food there for 50 years.
Oh, my gosh.
It's like, it's gucky, you know. But they think, oh, well, it's in a can. It has to be good. Not necessarily.
Well, that's true. We kind of have this assumption. Once it's in a can, it'll live forever.
Other than Spam, I don't know what other food, you know.
Yeah.
I was told once that you can bury Spam and unbury it 20 years later and still be good. So, but other than that, I don't think anything else has a life shelf.
Shelf life,
yeah.
That long. So, you know, again, let's go through those numbers before we run out of time.
Sure. We can. If you also would like to visit our website,
okay.
That's a real eye-opener for anybody. It's www.foodbankofnc.org.
Okay.
That's our website. Our mailing address is 578 Sutton Way, and that's in Grass Valley, 95945. Our phone number is 272-3796, And our hours of operation at the food bank are from Monday through Thursday from 9 to 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And you can get emergency food from 9 to 1, mm-hmm. Monday through Thursday, or at the thrift store Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
And the thrift store is right there at the Y Market, or at the Y where Brunswick and 174 come
yes,
together.
Yes, exactly. Yep. Exactly. You know, and if there's any families, too, that you know of that need a warm coat or need blankets or, you know, they have a need, we also provide that at the thrift store at no charge. So that's another benefit for our clients. We, you know, want to make sure that there aren't any kids without any coats out there and or adults, seniors. Mm-hmm. We have lots and we can certainly share.
Well, Tony, I really want to thank you for coming by.
Oh, my pleasure.
You do a great job here in Nevada County.
Thank you so much. I can say that I do it by myself. I have my 72 angel, 78.
And you're always looking for more.
Absolutely.
If you would like to come and volunteer at the food bank, kind of sounds like fun.
Come and see me. Nobody yeah. leaves. Once you get your name badge, you're there for life.
Yeah. Unless you want to leave, then you can leave.